UFO.
With children all day.
How you know?
Because I know. I know, Jonathan, when you start coaching.
You got the shot clock.
What's that goddamn dryer? That shit about to... Hold on. Christina then disappeared.
Oh, shit. Oh. We got to stop the recording and start it over again. Jonathan got dryers going off and shit.
That's Christina ringtone for a booty call. Mm-hmm. He got a nigga barber.
Yeah, girl, she about to come back.
Yo, your ringtone, Christina?
I actually forgot about Christina washer dryer story.
Oh,
hey, whoa, mm-hmm. Whoa! What are we talking about? Another phone wasn't ringing.
All right, we're gonna leave that there.
You missed everything.
Topic.
Damn it.
Topic. 50% of women have a backup, true or false?
False. It's 80.
Hold on. We're going to let Christina answer first.
Ladies first.
I'm not going to. I think that's definitely.
Just say it. What's up? We want to know. Yes,
is it yes or no?
Yes.
First of all, you're doing all that. Relax.
No, we need to know.
All right.
And I would have to say yes, I agree with that statement.
Go ahead.
I'll say this. It's not that they go into it that way. It's just like after a while. Like
so you cheating.
Cap.
So it's cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating. Then.
It's emotional cheating then.
No, it's not.
Mm. How? Okay. Go ahead. Continue.
Because like, okay, so for example, like say you just have a homeboy. Like say you had...
Homeboy, like them guy friends.
What if you just had a homegirl or a homeboy? You're like, hey, we're not married by this age. We should get married. I'm not saying that's always that's the case, but I'm saying that's one of the scenarios. So that's not necessarily cheating.
What?
That's not building a relationship.
Why not? So you have a homeboy that's lingering around as your guy friend, but in secrecy.
Yeah.
This nigga's plotting on clapping.
I don't agree with that.
No. If they got that,
what did you just say?
Before.
But what I'm saying is, y'all are still cool. It's just like, and you just decided, hey, at this age, if neither one of us are married, we should get married. That's not having a like intimate type of relationship.
They don't sound like y'all finna get married. Yeah, they don't sound like y'all finna get married. Y'all finna, he finna clap for sure. If he hasn't been already,
he's already clapped.
No, he hasn't.
Why would you just want to marry that nigga then? Uh-huh. You don't know if he's gonna beat your cheeks right then.
I'm gonna give you all different scenarios because Jonathan said that that's cheating, and I said that's it depends on the scenario. That's all I said. So there are scenarios. There are people, like real life people, who have maybe fallen off or you know reconnected or whatever, but they're still just friends. And then they say, you know, if we're not married by this certain age, we should probably just go ahead and get married.
Sound like a plot to me.
Yeah. My question was, what brings you to that?
Like, I mean, because there's something about this person that you're attracted to.
Well, yeah, but that don't necessarily mean, okay, so like.
You can't say ain't shit out here because you got a nigga. That's where the other 50% come from. Like, the other half is your real nigga.
Shut up, Carlton.
Crickets.
So at that point, are you fully invested?
From my perspective, I'm always all in. But if you don't show me that you're all in, then we have to have a conversation.
That sounds like 150% to me.
Carlton, you know.
Christina, you said yes. And then you said, for me, I'm always all in. So you're giving 150%. That's always good to give good effort, but you're cheating, bro.
I'm definitely
emotionally around. You're cheating.
I disagree with that though. But you can say anyone is cheating emotionally if you're venting and expressing yourself in a manner that you're not most comfortable. Like if you're vulnerable with somebody, anyone can be like, "Oh, you're cheating on me emotionally." Like
why did you have to put the weak voice on?
Yeah, the weak ass voice
applies to what they do.
Literally,
I'm cheating on you physically.
That's how y'all be sounding.
See how that sound? Yeah.
But you see how a man's emotions was immediately just like debunked right there.
Mm-hmm. But This is what I don't like about that scenario.
Go ahead.
Not debunking y'all's whatever. I just feel like women try to avoid.
It's a lot of asterisks. Go ahead.
Run that shit, Christina.
Women are trying to avoid being in situations where they're unhappy, so they might choose to not necessarily look and see the grass on the other side, but you know, teeter totter on the sidewalk.
Nigga, the grass on another side, you're in another house, nigga. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Teeter totter.
No, but she's not though. The question was, most women
are we talking about head only, or I mean, what does teeter totter mean?
Hey, Jay, go ahead, cue that poppy song again, bro.
Entanglement. She's trying to entanglement her way out of this.
No,
okay,
that,
go ahead.
That's one scenario though. You do have scenarios where people are being intimate and cheating. Now, at that point, if y'all gonna do that,
time out. So cheating now is only physical. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying what you were trying to say was an example of cheating was not an example of cheating.
But I don't know if that answers my question. Is cheating only physical?
No.
Okay. So you don't think having this emotional safety net backup male orbiter somewhere in the background, you don't think that's cheating?
Well, again, my perspective is different because my best friend is a guy.
So you want to marry your best friend, is what you're saying? It's a possibility that that may happen.
He's married.
Okay, I wasn't talking about, yeah, but.
But what that's what I'm saying. If though, you like, have that's a not best fair friend. To say that because I'm venting to this person, because I vent to my best friend, I don't feel like I'm cheating on the guy that I'm dating.
Yeah, I don't think venting is cheating.
No, I'm talking about.
But I'm being vulnerable. I guess to me, like, define intimate.
To you, I don't care.
Any intimacy as far as emotional, it's like being vulnerable, expressing yourself, showing. Maybe saying things you probably wouldn't say to another person. Like, I would share information with my best friend because that's my best friend. But I feel like the example you're giving would lead to someone saying, oh, she's going to cheat on him. That's not always true.
I don't care what kind of conversation you have as long as it don't get intimate or sexual. Until that point, you can say whatever the hell you want to. When you start talking reckless,
you're going to have issues. Your friend as a female can't talk to you about intercourse.
No, I'm talking about like between the woman and then the other 50% that she's dealing with, like the one she's waiting on, the one that's on the back burner. Those conversations could be whatever they want to until those two start talking about intimacy. That's when it's wrong.
My definition of intimate is a little different.
Okay, well, but they're talking about sex, bro. Like, they throw like little hints about
like, okay,
clapping her cheeks.
Okay, but I feel like sex is a given. I feel like once y'all start talking about sex, then boundaries have been crossed for sure.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. But
I think when I think about intimate, I think about like you sharing shit with this friend that you don't share with your partner or your significant other. I feel like that's intimate to me.
But is that cheating? I mean, I feel like that happens all the time anyways.
That's what friends are for.
I feel like it's bullshit. Yeah. If you're in a committed relationship.
I think it's the flip.
Hey, you feel what is bullshit?
I feel like it's bullshit if you're sharing things with this friend that you're unable to share with your partner.
But you can't share everything with your partner.
You can't share everything with your partner.
I mean, I understand that part too. I'm just saying that what I don't like to see.
I mean.
What I don't like to see is this.
More bags.
Is this like, is your relationship being all sexual and butterflies and social posts? But like this guy friend or this girlfriend knows the real you. Because then I'm like, why are you in a relationship if the person you with don't really know who the fuck they with?
Maybe that's not the person that they want them to be with.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the point.
I think it's appropriate for your friend to have that. I think it's inappropriate when you have like the work boyfriend or the like that kind of person. Like, remember Baby Boy when he's like, this Jody,
Johnny that ain't got no job. Like, he shouldn't know.
Right.
He none of that. Still at his mama house. Like, he shouldn't know nothing about me. You can tell your best friend because that's your best friend. Like, but
tell you, that Jody? Now that is definitely a touchy subject. Work husbands and work boyfriends, I don't play like that.
Why is that?
Because I just think that to me, for one, okay, let's think about it. Most Americans are at work for the most part of their 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, they're commuting to and from their place of business. Okay. So you're typically with your coworkers more than you're with your family, the people that are closest to you. So when people start talking about that whole, this my work wife or my, like, to me, that leads to stuff because one, you're with these people all the time. So then the question is, what are you sharing with these people for them to feel comfortable enough to give you this title? And then what are y'all both sharing with each other? And then it's like, why are you so willing to spend? Then you start seeing like y'all are always around each other. Like, no, because again, you're becoming comfortable. You're in a situation where you're constantly going to see this person and you're making this person feel comfortable. So then guards start coming down and that's when people start messing up.
Okay, and but so that what you just described to me is what I would consider intimacy or being intimate.
Okay, well, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't play those games. We don't have no work wives and work husbands and all that shit over here.
Sound like you had a bad experience,
Christina. Cool. Yeah.
No, I've never. This is the thing. Mm-hmm. I've personally never have experienced anything bad because, again, I don't play that. But I've seen how that.
Oh wait, time out. So you experienced something good?
No, I've never been in that role.
Okay, well then say that because you said bad.
And it's always the opposite
side of that. I've seen the bad of it because I was on the outside looking. Like, okay. I was around people that was doing that foolishness. And I mean, like, it's just a no-go for me.
Like, they was dealing with a work husband type situation? Or were they just friends?
Let me ask you this.
That was that
50%. You ain't got to say no name, Christine.
Yeah.
Oh, no. What did you say, Miles?
I was going to say, when your female friends, let's say 10 of them, that's a nice number, 10 of them, if they just broke up with their boyfriend, how many of them
finna throw that ass the next day?
The rebound lined up.
Oh my God.
8.
Really?
Nah, Jay. I'm going with 10. 100%.
What's that? Female friends,
I'm asking. I'm just asking.
They're women, right?
Yeah. All women are wanted by somebody. Like.
Yeah, but this is what I can't stand. I'm going to answer your question now, but I just want to say this real quick. I cannot stand how men act like women can't just sit at home and just be at home. Or like,
that don't mean a nigga not choosing. That's what we're saying. That there's a possibility that.
What they gotta do?
Yeah.
$1 million sitting in the bank, I still want it. It can be where the fuck it wanna be.
Anyway.
Hey, Christina, we talk like men pursue. So yeah. Women have the option to just sit around and live life and have.
That's not true. I hate when people say that. That's
bro,
not.
Bro, all I gotta
that
do
is true.
That all is I gotta true. Do is say, well,
it,
tell
it may not be the men you it. Want. But it's happening.
He gonna say you good morning.
Say
every
that
day.
Part. Mm-hmm.
Can we not play like women shoot their shot, please?
I shoot my shot.
Stop it.
I do.
I actually believe Christina.
I don't know either. Yeah, no. I'm on the fence about it.
No.
Do y'all okay? Time out.
You have shot your shot before,
right? But that's not
go
often.
Out yeah, and
not
pursue often, yeah. The way that
now how she shoots her shot.
I'm not getting dressed that's up to debatable. Go out and hunt for
nobody. You won't be at the bar. Like,
no, she just do it on a story. That's all.
Okay,
I do it on my story, Jonathan. I caught that. You think you're funny, Mr. King of the fish, the cat, the kid, whatever. And then Miles, to answer your question, I would say,
bro,
I would say honestly, 4 out of 10.
Only 4? So right below 50. Christina's trying to stay away from that mid.
No, stay at 50.
She ain't slick. Make it 5 out of 10.
I don't because know
I'm still sticking with 8. It's 8.
No, it's 8 not. I don't think so. Like, I know me, when I break up with somebody, the first thing I want to do is be left the hell alone. Like, I don't want to be around nobody. I don't want no one to talk to me, especially if like I really, really like.
But when you get want, ready.
No, nah, she wants to be left alone by the wrong nigga. She wants to be left alone by the wrong nigga. If the right nigga
is ready, I want to be left alone.
All right. When that season is over, is there someone you have in mind?
Oh, like after I like don't want to be bothered by nobody.
Yeah, when you want to start being bothered.
I mean, it just
it don't depend because there is a 50% chance that you already had that nigga in your bag. Come on, man.
I would say this in the past. So, like right now, when I'm single,
Christina, you're doing a nice ass dance right now. You're throwing.
Can you let me talk,
Billie Jean?
Have I been in a relationship and broken up with that person, and after I've cried or whatever, I've been over it? Have I been like, oh, I know how I can talk to you now? Yes. But that's not every time.
So yes.
Yeah, exactly. The answer is yes. Women be crying, getting their back blown out. Regardless, like, it could be the same. You're getting, the answer is yes. Yeah.
Why is it always someone has to get their back blown out?
That's how people get over shit. It's just how it is.
Yeah, that's just how it is, Christina. You know better.
Exactly, bro.
That's come on, not true.
We've been doing this for this long. We can talk like this.
Christina, you just posted a bird's eye view of your ass on skates. Like, you know what the deal is. We saw it.
I look cute too, huh?
See? The plot.
Exactly. It's just plotting.
That wasn't plotting, though. I really just wanted to post that because I had fun. I mean, who
did?
From that angle, why you just didn't post the skates?
Yeah, why you didn't have nobody with you coming towards the camera?
Because nobody else was there. It was just me.
Daddy's home. Daddy's home. Daddy's home.
Stupid. I mean, Jonathan, I know you're not talking. You be the man person.
Here we go with this shit.
These weird ass.
It's different.
It is fitness. Go look at my profile.
Bro, no.
Here we go. Christina and my. Okay, I got Carlton today. Carlton gonna
is
help.
Is she not come just on. Roller skating? It's you definitely.
Just doing fitness. Christina's profile ain't about skating.
Exactly. Yeah, Christina doesn't have a skating based profile. Jonathan is trying to show people how to get their bodies fit. And when you get fit,
but
you
how get is he trying attractive. To show people how to get their body fit when he's just posing?
But he works out, so he's showing what his product is. If you follow what he's doing, you're gonna look like him.
And the caption.
Okay.
Yeah, he actually be spitting facts in there too.
Y'all,
what was your caption, Christina? Roll bounce.
Sure. Cardio. That you know what? Since everybody, I'm just trying to get people fit too. I got a nice little body over here, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So we could believe cardio. That. So we could believe that.
Okay. Some roller skates.
All right.
So what you? So basically, your point is that there's always a little bit of trapping in the mix, regardless.
I'm gonna say this: if you're posting on IG, you're not just posting for the hell of it. I don't care what anyone says. There's a reason why you're posting it. Whether you're posting it for some likes, whether you're posting it to get somebody's attention,
because you feel like you look good,
post somebody off. Piss somebody off, you're posting it to get a reaction from somebody at some point in time, somewhere, period.
My nigga trying to get clients, man.
Yeah, but the reaction ain't over.
You know what? Whatever, we are so off topic. Well, let's get back to the topic.
Okay, so is it safe to say most women have a backup plan?
Yeah.
And to keep it a buck, I ain't got a problem with backup plans. Women should have backup plans because y'all be making terrible decisions. What do y'all pick?
Yeah, it ain't even got to be the dude who's the problem. Like, sometimes they just need a backup plan, period.
Yeah, in general. Like, you should have a backup plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of women have backup plans.
Yeah, I get it.
I wouldn't say all. And I wouldn't say most.
Especially because, no offense to who
y'all. The trouble come whenever they speak about it. Like, when your gal just be like, you know, she presents and whether it's direct or whether it's indirect, saying like, nigga, you ain't the only one trying to be the only one. That's yeah, that's when it get real. Hey, but it's women out here that do that though. Because some niggas just, you know, they can talk to niggas like that. Yeah. They can talk to niggas like that and they just get their act together.
They just go with it.
Are you one of them?
Man, please. I'll be on the news.
You wouldn't.
Please. For see, they don't do me like that.
Gang gang.
You're trying to say because I've grown and I'm no longer toxic, and if that's what you're saying, then I'll go with it.
Have I ever said that you're not toxic?
You did say I was getting better.
But did I ever say that you're not?
I think once, but
never.
But anyways, yeah, I'm not that person, so we can continue.